Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let us celebrate today, shall we?
Why not? We have nothing better to do than to celebrate Thursday, right? April the 28th is upon us on the DJV program. Today we celebrate lots of things like National Denim Day. How many people are wearing Texas jeans? I know none of you are wearing any of that stuff right now, nor am I, but are you someone who likes denim? What about you, Jay? I could see you in denim, maybe a denim vest or something.
That's not so much. I do like a denim jacket every now and then.
That's the first thing Doug goes to is a denim vest. Like,
who wears a
denim vest post 1972?
I happen to have one, as a matter of fact.
That's my point.
Is that so? Well,
it hangs right next to the corduroy.
The one, actually, it hangs next to the vest that I got in Peru, but. I never did much dancing when I was at disco, and jeans never settled in well with me until a previous relationship. And I wear them, the stretchy ones. They're okay, comfortable.
Don't you wear them on the farm, like when you're working? Like, what are your work pants?
No, I wear usually.
I thought you were wearing jeans when we saw you last fall.
I may have been. Yeah, I wear them. It depends on how hot it is.
Right.
Jeans I find difficult in the summertime to be comfortable in because they seem to maintain the heat. So I don't wear them in the summer. They're good in the wintertime. And I wear this cotton stuff that I wear, frankly. But I make sure that whatever I wear is made in America. I had lots of pants and shirts and stuff that were made in China that I just burned, frankly. And so maybe that's it. The thing that is a question here is whether zippers or buttons are the way to go when it comes to denim jeans. So whether is it better for women to have buttons than
I hate those ones that button all the way up.
It's hard to do.
They look fine, but they just bother me. I don't like them.
Right. All right, so don't get them. I get it, Jennifer. Okay. So there we have.
It's a personal preference.
Yeah. There's our celebration for today. It's denim day. Okay, so Russia has shut off the gas. They've got lots of it. The more you listen to Putin, you know, he's got plenty of gas. I listened to an interview yesterday with Carol Lieberman. You know who she is? She's identified.
I've seen her, yeah.
Right. She's a therapist. She surmises that Mr. Putin is acting out roid rage after years and years of steroid abuse following his troubled upbringing. But this isn't the kind of steroid. I mean, he doesn't look like a bodybuilder. He just apparently has taken the stuff. There are different types of. You got to wonder, actually, about the sorts of drugs that are available in Russia versus what we have in the West.
Haven't they cornered the market on doping drugs? I mean, I'm sure
Putin
for
athletes
gets,
they have. Yeah. You see that all the time.
I mean, he's not in bad shape for a guy his age. You know, we've seen all the shirtless horse riding pics.
Right.
But, you don't have to be a bodybuilder, per se, to use steroids and maintain muscle mass, which clearly, I don't know how tall Putin is, but he clearly wants to look as jacked as he can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's...
I think she's right, though. I think he's got a lot of those crazy personality symptoms, yeah.
Right, exactly. Which usually means an early demise. People who are on that sort of, if they're that much into steroids, they don't live that long. It just eats up their organs in their body. It just does.
It's horrible on your heart.
Yeah, very hard.
Didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger have a lot of heart problems because of all of the steroids
he's
that he
had? Yep, he's had a couple of operations to fix valves and things that were messed up. Yep, he's done that. Okay, so 17% of the gas that they were selling was going to EU countries, and now they don't get it. I wonder what has happened with where do they go? I think I asked that question yesterday. I wasn't sure what the answer was because I'm not sure that we knew where the folks in Germany or elsewhere in Europe were going to get gas. But they apparently had figured it out fairly quickly. So it didn't look like it was it was a big deal. Let's see, what else? So explosions across the Ukraine.
Before you move on from that, though, don't you think that there's a lesson for us in there? I mean, when it comes to people around, well, how reliant are we on China? And when things start to get tough, are we going to see the same kind of behavior from China? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, we're not going to be able to get our pharmaceuticals. We're not going to be able to get all the chips and the electronics.
Real problem.
Look at what's already happening with the slowdown.
Yeah, if we really have good leadership, the leadership someplace in the various departments that we have that we pay for in our government will be on it or are on it, preparing for that. The Department of Health should be working on where do we get our prescriptions, where do we get our drugs done here in America. There are all kinds of, every single department has some relationship with the businesses and our well-being. And so that's a question. If I were a reporter and I were going in to see Ms. Psaki today, that'd be the first question I'd ask. That's very good, Jennifer. Maybe you can get to some reporter
and
ask the question. It is a great question.
Right, but the problem, though, is pharmaceutical companies, they are private businesses who choose to save on costs, and they have stuff made
overseas.
They also
depend on regulatory approval to sell the stuff.
But to an extent, I don't think you can legislate where they have their products made. All their research and stuff is done here, like we saw with Moderna, with the vaccine, and I live in New Jersey, in the pharmaceutical state. But everything is researched here, but then made somewhere else. That's a problem.
So here's, this goes back to the very beginning when Biden was banging around about, we got to have taxes, increase in taxes, more money to spend. So they want to increase taxes on businesses, I think we went through that yesterday, didn't we, of how many companies weren't paying taxes at all, which shows that their attempt to change things hasn't worked too well, at least so far.
The corporate tax to be raised. That was one of the biggest controversies had right away. Every Republican
raising the corporate tax is going to make more business leave, though. That's the problem. Is that is going to make them
go somewhere else.
But as we said yesterday, they're still only paying less than 10%. The top 19.
Doesn't make any difference. It's in their business interest, as you just suggested, to make sure that the bottom line is as healthy as it can be. So you incentivize them where you have all this money to take care of illegal aliens coming into our country who ought not to be taken care of. So spend some of that money and or find money elsewhere, with the percentage of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse being almost a third of every dollar that we spend. Some good leader someplace is going to say, okay, look at all that money we're spending over there. Let's stop spending it there. We'll spend it over here. It doesn't take a lot of imagination, it seems to me, to figure out how to fix that problem. Meanwhile, a lot of people are talking about the U.S. and Russia agreeing to the prisoner swap. The former U.S. Marine Trevor Reed, who'd been held in Russia, since 2019, was released in exchange for the pilot. Your luck is as good as mine at trying to pronounce this guy's name. Yaroshenko, maybe? Konstantin? Yeah, I think that was his name. Yaroshenko. Right? That's pretty good.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, take a stab at it.
He was serving 20 years after being found guilty of conspiracy to smuggle $100 million worth of cocaine into our country. The negotiators said,
was a really good deal on our end, because this guy already served almost all of his 20-year sentence.
Yeah, but why now? What's going on? What is this coming from? What is it leading to? This is really in the middle of a war.
You mean why are we trying to get Trevor Reed out now?
No. Why are the Russians interested in a deal for anything? Where's the woman who's the basketball player? How come she didn't become part of it?
Okay, yeah, she's still there.
But this one, I just am wondering out loud here, I guess, as to why now? What do the Russians want to talk to us using back channels?
I mean, since Biden took office, this has been one of his things. I mean, this family has petitioned outside of the White House for
a
meeting.
They
had a personal meeting with Biden. I mean, this has been sort of a promise he made to the family.
But
and it's been
now?
A long time coming. I don't know. I mean, this didn't happen overnight, Doug. This has been a long time coming.
Yeah, they could have stalled some more. The Russians could have said,
I'm happy they didn't.
For a while. Yeah,
for whatever reason. Sure.
I want to think there's a hopeful sign there that maybe There's other stuff going on behind the scenes, you know.
Maybe Putin just did it because it makes him look good and people are talking about his benevolence today instead of him secretly bombing more and more civilians in Ukraine, which is what he did overnight.
Yep. All kinds of bombs flowing everywhere. The world's largest commercial drone manufacturer says it will halt business in Ukraine and Russia. One would have thought that would have happened a long time ago.
Well, these are not military drones, though. That's the problem. They're being used.
Could be.
Well, that's what that's why this company is yanking them, because they're being used for military purposes, but they're not licensed or designed to do that. That's why. And this is a Chinese company, which is also very rare that they're stopping business with both Russia and Ukraine.
And there's a problem there. Why is it? Why don't we make them here? Why is it that those drones? Why don't
well,
we
that's
have a big
one,
drone company?
That's one company that makes drones.
Yeah.
I know you're on an anti-China kick today, but
I'm always on an anti-China kick.
I know, but like there are lots of good things that are happening too. Like Samsung just reported a massive amount of profits because they're making their own chips.
Yeah.
So I mean, there are a lot of other things happening in the world that are competing with China. China's, you know, they're going to feel the squeeze. I hope that new bill, I don't know where it is in the Senate. It passed in the House. The China competition bill, there's a lot of good stuff in that, too. So, you know, I mean, nothing happens overnight. I know everyone wants to snap their fingers, but it's just like everyone's got to be realistic.
Vladimir Putin yesterday announced an assassination attempt targeting Russian journalists. Apparently, he said it had been foiled. The Russian Domestic Security Service arrested the would-be neo-Nazi assassins. So how does this play? This is sort of, well, look at these guys. That's why we went in to Ukraine, because Nazis are all over the place in Ukraine. And look, they're trying to kill our journalists, right? And that's kind of how I think this is playing. Lots of Nazi paraphernalia were found in this guy's apartment, including copies of three packages, the video game The Sims 3. Huh? What the heck is that?
It's a video game. It's a sim. Sims is an alternate life kind of thing. You know, like you have your own little avatar and you live in a little world and whatever. Well, what does that have to do with this?
Is that about the Nazis?
No, but you can make. I guess you can make your avatar a Nazi if you wanted
Apparently
to.
Apparently, that's what it was. Yeah, the Nazis.
There's a lot of neo-Nazi stuff in video games. There's a lot of warnings.
I hate those guys. Remember that line from Indiana Jones? Nazis. I hate those guys. Yeah. 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
With office essentials like snacks, water, and coffee for the break room?
Staples has you covered.
How about custom printing and office supplies?
Covered.
And what about savings?
Staples has you covered there, too. And now save even more. Because this week, when you spend $100 on anything in store, you'll earn a $30 store bonus.
Huh, that should cover it.
Staples, the working and learning store. Limit 1, ends 4:30. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program. The situation that Olivia Wilde finds herself in with regard to her former husband, actor Jason Sudeikis, and their children is sort of an appealing conversation in that she was served with papers, and the circumstances surrounding that are pretty interesting kind of juicy stuff, which we'll get to after this.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52, 36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Okay, so Olivia Wilde has been served custody papers. Under what circumstances, Jay?
Yeah, it's a real bummer. She was at CinemaCon, and she was in the middle of screening the trailer for her new movie, talking. Somebody comes up, places a manila envelope by her feet that was marked personal and confidential, and she picks it up, takes a peek inside, and then just kind of carries on like nothing happened. And they were papers that were drawn up to establish jurisdiction relating to Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde's kids. he had no knowledge of the time or place that the envelope would be delivered. That's totally based on the process service company.
Yeah, right.
But, how miserable.
But she obviously knew it was coming. Yeah, I mean, but she knew it was coming because her reaction was so like, oh, okay. I mean, there was no shock there. But, to have it happen there, that's not ideal. But, hey, process servers, I think they, like, thrive on drama sometimes.
Exactly.
It was like a scene in a bad movie. Kind of awkward, but it's, the whole business with Sudeikis. Were they at one point trying to get back together? She lives in England. Harry lives in England. Sudeikis shoots his TV show in England. Is all of that
well,
fit
she
together?
Travels around. I mean, she, when Harry Styles went back to London, she went with him and brought the kids. And so, but now Harry's going on a world tour, and I'm assuming she's been at all his shows, so I'm assuming she's going to go with him. So maybe they figure they just need to have everything in writing before she starts following Harry around the planet. And, and Jason's stuck in London filming Ted Lasso, so maybe, it's for the best. They were never married. They were only engaged and together for a long time, so I don't know. There maybe are different rules if you're not married for kids. Well, I don't know.
I guess I don't understand. I'm confused. Is it Harry Styles' movie that she's promoting or her own movie?
She directed it.
Well, it's
in
hers.
He stars in it.
Both of them are in the movie.
She has a small part, but she's the director, and it's her personal pet project. She met Harry.
Don't worry, darling. That's the name of it. Okay. And she sent that message to Jason Sudeikis. Don't worry, darling. We'll get this all straightened out. Sooner rather than later, perhaps. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The all-new Kia Niro has made its North American debut. The next generation Niro has been designed from the ground up to meet and exceed the expectations of eco-minded customers with striking styling cues and commitment to sustainability and connectivity throughout. The 2023 Niro will launch in the United States with three highly effective electrified powertrains, hybrid electric, plug-in hybrid, and all electric. For more automotive tech stories, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 14-year-old boy followed 10-year-old Lily Peters out of her aunt's home Sunday night in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. The complaint says he strangled and assaulted her on a walking trail. The underage boy is being held on $1 million bail. It's fire season in America. Nearly a dozen new large fires were reported since the weekend. 4 in New Mexico, 3 in Colorado, and 1 each in Florida, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. Another 4 blazes have popped up, 2 in Colorado and 1 in Oklahoma and Virginia. The fires collectively have destroyed hundreds of structures, triggered evacuations in several states, and killed at least one person in Nebraska. A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts, including the first black woman, Jessica Watkins, to join the International Space Station crew.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop, 12 good hooks, hard capture complete.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartprop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been a long time since the protest on January 6, 2021, and for some Americans, their home right now is the Pennsylvania Penitentiary. No trial, no day in court, simply the Biden administration holding Americans against their will. Political prisoner Jake Lang on One America News Wednesday describes that day.
It turned into like a warfare scene where we got ambushed, unarmed and peacefully protesting. They started shooting tear gas canisters into the crowd. I mean, these are big. I mean, it's like kind of like a paint canister, smashing into people, indiscriminately firing rubber bullets and paintball-style bullets that are filled with pepper spray into the crowd. We felt like our voice was completely unheard. The election was stolen. And then outside the Capitol, these bunch of crooks were just going to go ahead and continue with their, you know, stealing of the election and not even redress our grievances. I mean, a million-plus people gathered. We should be able to have our voices heard without being ambushed and attacked violently by U.S. Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department.
A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts, including the first black woman to join the International Space Station crew, successfully docked with the ISS overnight, kicking off a five-month mission. This mission, called Crew 4, marks a return to the crewed launches that SpaceX conducts in partnership with NASA after the company concluded the first all-private mission to the space station for wealthy paying customers on Monday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to have some fun. No anxiety here. This is an anxiety-less atmosphere. The DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan at the ready with answers to questions, questions that have no answers. Sometimes that appears to be the case, the circumstances. Let's see here. We got some people in the news. We seem to have set aside time every day to talk about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, and now the latest Elon Musk twist into this. How twisted is it? I saw something that Heard wanted to reconcile with Johnny Depp after...
When? Is that before or after she pooped in the bed? Like, when did she want to make this marriage work?
Everybody's talking about that. I was in a store yesterday and somebody was talking about it. Did you hear what happened when she went to the bed?
Yeah, I was in the hair salon yesterday, and that's literally all anyone could talk about was just following this trial. Yeah, it's amazing how people are so interested in it.
So where does Elon Musk really fit into the equation? Was he there?
No one really knows. I mean, everybody said, like, there's a lot of reporting that says that he is paying and has paid for all of Amber Heard's legal services before.
What would be his past and currently? But what's, like, the motivation for him to do that? They've been broken up for a long time.
So that would be the other thing, is what does she have? And one of the people that we follow on Instagram is that they actually have embryos saved somewhere together that he wanted to destroy.
Right, the embryos.
And she was holding on to them for some reason. I don't know. I think, look, Elon Musk has had some wild living, I think, and so has she, and they have done some of it probably together. And I don't know if he thinks, he doesn't seem to be so worried about what people think of him, but, you know, maybe something that she is threatening he doesn't want to have to deal with. So,
that's a good point.
Who knows?
Yep.
All right, next name in the news is Derek Chauvin. You remember him? He was the fellow that killed George Floyd. Now he wants the court to change his murder conviction. He's appealing.
To what?
Not guilty?
I'm sure we would all like that, right? For him, but like anybody who's been guilty probably would like that.
Yeah, he's trying to overturn it.
Listen,
we kind of knew this was coming,
case,
though.
They're questioning. Yeah, they're questioning.
Right.
Well,
I mean,
everybody gets a chance for appeal, but is there something aside from that?
Well, it's an 82-page list of stuff that his defense is saying was structurally defective, was the term they're using.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that the judge was at fault, that he should have had, that the trial should have been moved, and it should have been, the jury should have been fully sequestered. The media coverage was, you know, over the top. I mean, they have a whole long, it's an 82-page list of complaints, so we'll see.
There's also an investigation that was released about the same time. That was an aim. The aim was to look at the police department after George Floyd, and this investigation says that there is probable cause that the police department in Minneapolis has been engaging for a long time in a pattern of racial discrimination in violation of the state's human rights laws. Officials released the probe also about the same time the announcement was made that there should be a trial or a new trial or whatever the conviction is. Now, I don't think there's anything coordinated here because they were at it. They started the investigation right after George Floyd was killed. And so that's, you know, it's kind of dicey. The whole thing focuses once again on police. And instead of kind of addressing what the real issues are, people say, it's always after the police. Or others say, the police are all corrupt, neither of which is true. So where do you come down on this kind of stuff? That was interesting. A couple of more names in the news. Abraham Bolden, you know who he is? Betty Jo Bogans? Name ring a bell with anybody? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The president this week announced that he's pardoning three individuals and issuing a bunch of commutations. He's using clemency. This is the first time he's done it. Isn't it normally done at Christmas time, this sort of thing? Don't I remember that from past presidents? They
usually
let a lot
terms,
of people out
usually.
Of jail. At the end
usually
of
there's
terms.
A bunch at the end, right?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, Abraham Bolden was a U.S. Secret Service agent.
Oh, right. Yeah, this is an interesting story. Do you remember this story, Doug? Do you remember anything
vaguely,
about him?
Vaguely. I remember he was supposed to be stealing Secret Service files, if I remember correctly, but he said he didn't do it.
He was the first black service member to be on a presidential detail. And apparently the prosecution really basically rigged it and gave like planted evidence. And I mean, there was all kinds of stuff. So he's been trying to appeal it for a long time. And so apparently this is like Kim Kardashian's not involved, but it's one of these cases that's become high profile. And a lot of people have talked about it for a long time. But yeah, I was really happy when I read about that story. I mean, talk about injustice. My God.
And Betty Jo Bogans, convicted of possession with intent to distribute cocaine while transporting drugs to her boyfriend and her accomplice. Apparently, they have been in jail for 7 years for this.
She has, but neither the boyfriend nor the accomplice who actually did the drug dealing, neither of them were ever arrested. So she was the one, she had no prior record, and so she was the one who got blamed. So
lovely. All right, so then she's out. And the whole business about drug crimes, again, has to be.
I know.
You mentioned Kim Kardashian. I saw that Kanye got some kind of a sex tape that she had with somebody named Ray J. What's that
about? That's her original sex tape.
That's the original tape.
That's why everyone knows her name.
Oh.
But I don't know that. I don't think Kanye's involved. Kanye wasn't involved with it.
This is in the latest episode of The Kardashians.
Yeah, I saw that episode.
Kanye surprises Kim with the remaining footage of her tape with Ray J. And she
no, that's
cries.
Not what happened. No, that's Kanye has nothing. Well, I watched the episode. That's not
I
what
got
happened.
It. Yeah,
there's
that.
A she's the whole episode. You know, when someone's lying, who or whatever you're reading, someone's blatantly lying, and Kanye will probably sue them because he had nothing to do with the tape. What happened was her son was playing a video game, and an ad popped up on the video game that said Kim Kardashian's new sex tape. So the kid goes over, he goes, Mommy, look, this is you. He can't read, thank God, he's not old enough, but he says, Mommy, look, this is you. And it's a picture of Kim, and so she gets her lawyers involved, and apparently there's a threat that there are unseen footage from that same
from
sex tape.
From Ray J.
It's probably from Ray J's camp because Ray J doesn't have much of a career anymore, so it's probably, yeah. But so anyway, the episode is, she was upset, she doesn't want to go through this again, but, you know, she says, look, the first time this happened, I had no money, and I didn't have the right lawyers, and she said, now I've got, you know, all the money I need to, I'll just burn them to the ground, which she should.
Yeah. All right, so, but that's pretty much what it said, and that, your
but
argument.
Yeah, Kanye's not involved
Kanye.
In that. I'm not arguing with you. Whoever wrote that is just obviously trying to bring Kanye into the story, and he's not involved in it at all.
I had heard, you know, just to piggyback off of what Doug said, though, there was a story that, and it's not, I haven't seen it in a couple of weeks, but there was a story about a month ago that Kanye had purchased something or had something, and I don't know if it was like a continuation of the Ray J tape or something, but there was some headline. To Doug's credit, I don't know what you're looking at, Doug. That
I'm looking at an E story. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, and I can't, and it's been a while, so I can't remember the gist of it. But somehow that Kanye had gotten this because he thought it was going to be good for Kim. But then since things soured, he was like trying to use it against her or something. I don't know. I'll have to Google around and see what I can find because that was a few months ago that I did see something to that effect that. Something that Kanye had gotten, I guess, for good, he was
okay.
Trying to...
So here's what attracted me to this. The headline on E, Kim Kardashian in tears after Kanye West retrieves sex tape from Ray J.
Yeah.
That's what attracted me to the story.
I don't know what that connection could be. I mean, so Jen, you're saying a couple months ago he tried to buy it? Maybe, or...
Something like that. And I guess in Yahoo has a story right now saying it was a moment during this week's episode of The Kardashians when Kanye surprised Kim with the remaining footage of her infamous sex tape with Ray J, which was leaked back in 2007. It's a long time coming for Kim, who during the season premiere was in tears over threats by Ray J's manager of a second sex tape. However, thanks to Kanye, she won't have to worry about it ever again. On the morning of her SNL hosting gig, Kim called her mother, sister Khloe, and her whole team into the room to share that Kanye had flown back to Los Angeles to meet Ray J at the airport to retrieve the laptop and the hard drive, then flew back to New York to deliver it and surprise Kim.
Oh, so that was on last night's episode. Okay. So
maybe
I read about that
when this all happened around the time she was on SNL.
Yeah, the series picks up, it starts, the new series on Hulu starts with her getting the hosting gig, and then now we're in New York following everything that she's doing leading up to the night that she hosts. So, yeah, that all makes sense.
What's Terry Crews apologizing for? He had some, Jay, you following this? Some controversy. He said, any black person who calls me a coon or an Uncle Tom, and it goes on from there, stuff I don't want to talk about on the air. I don't want to use the words on the air, but then he went off on some white people, and he didn't come across looking good. And now he's apologizing.
I think we need more context with that because he's been very vocal about lots of issues and
well, that's what I'm saying. This is sort of looks like a combination.
Yeah, I feel like
of
we
things.
Don't have the whole story there.
Well,
but yeah.
I don't know that I have that. I'm not a Terry Crews fan. A lot of people think he's very cool and this, that, and the other thing. I don't.
You don't like him?
I don't like him. I don't care. one way or another. And that's the thing. We dig into some of these things. I only brought that up because he seems to be on the mind of many people. He's a public persona and yada, yada. But, you know, if you followed around every person who's on the radio or on television or and got them to explain what it is that they say, what their opinions are about whatever it is, what do you think about the green cop car in El Segundo? Oh, that's terrible. Why would we want to have a green cop car? And let's say it was, Arnold Schwarzenegger who said that. So a bunch of reporters would chase him around. Hey, Arnold, what about that green police car over in El Segundo? It's ridiculous. These people that don't, they have a life, and leave them alone, I guess is what my point is when it comes to all this stuff. Who cares what Terry Crews says about
stuff?
Well,
why are we talking about it then? He's not on my radar. I don't know where you saw that he's on anyone's radar.
I guess I'm stuck.
I saw where he apologized for controversial tweets with BLM back in the summer of 2020. He apologized for that this week.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay.
Ha.
Found it.
Okay.
Okay. First round of the NFL draft. Anybody watching that?
Nope.
My tonight? Husband.
Totally forgot about that.
Right. So, because my son, I'm even more off on football. My son has sustained some serious injuries, life-changing injuries, because he had 3 concussions while he played football in high school. So I say that to any parent, and I go back to people who get angry at me. I think it was bad parenting on my part to let him play. Frankly, I should have pulled him out earlier. So the life lesson there. 47 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture since the 1970s, with more than 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the creative journey that continues to bring Lake Wobegon to life.
When I finished writing Boomtown, then I came into a recording studio to record the audiobook. Now there is an interesting sensation, sitting in a studio reading your own work and thinking to yourself, not just once, but over and over and over, you know, you really could have done more with this book. You really could have elaborated on this story here. It's a phenomenon. Charles Dickens never sat down to record an audio version of David Copperfield. And if he had, he would have felt exactly the same way.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, has just been released and is now available wherever books are sold.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you ever think of doing tech talk as a rapper? What about that, Victoria? What an interesting challenge
Hard,
that
no.
might be.
No.
I was just thinking, let's see here. Microsoft.
No, we're not going down that road. We got a lot to talk about here in tech.
All right, tech talk time at 53 past the hour. Doug with Victoria and Microsoft. So what kind of yucca bungas are going on there?
Yeah, so Microsoft had released a report on Wednesday saying that Russia has carried out hundreds of cyber operations that they have found out about now, including destructive attacks against Ukraine throughout this invasion. Microsoft has been working with the Ukrainian cybersecurity officials to defend against these cyber attacks. They said Russia has been relentless. They've sought to degrade Ukraine's government and military, undermine the public's trust in those institutions as well. I mean, this is all part of what Russia does, right? This is the disinformation, the misinformation, all the stuff that they do. Six separate Russia-aligned nation-state actors have carried out at least 237 operations against Ukraine. And they said 40 of those operations were destructive attacks aimed at permanently destroying files in hundreds of systems across dozens of organizations in Ukraine. Now, Microsoft also says the 237 operations are just what they have discovered so far. They believe it's a much larger number than that. They said the Russian nation-state threat actors, which is a very long way of saying the Russian bad guys, may be tasked to expand their destructive actions tasked by Putin outside of Ukraine to retaliate against any country that is deciding to provide more military assistance to Ukraine and take more punitive measures against the Russian government in response to this continued aggression. So essentially what Microsoft is warning, any country in NATO or the EU or any country on it, independent country, who has supported Ukraine in any way is probably on Russia's radar for these cyber attacks, including, obviously, the United States. So they said Russia's cyber operations have been at times directly timed with its land, air, and sea attacks against Ukraine, which is also really interesting, and it shows that this is a much more... this is well coordinated, and this is coming from the top. This is coming directly from Putin. And so they said that these attacks are happening kind of like if they're going to go after Kyiv, for example. If Russia's trying to move into Kyiv, then they're going to have all of these cyber attacks happening at the same time, so that you're everyone in Kyiv, all of the Ukrainian, the military and the officials and President Zelensky, they're going to be busy trying to figure out what's going on with their cybersecurity issues rather than seeing an incoming army, coming in to attack them. So Russia is doing this, obviously. They've got their military on the ground and in the air, and then they've got cybersecurity, and that's how they're going after all kinds of organizations. We know that Russia likes to go after utilities. They are not sparing Ukraine in that instance as well. So Microsoft has said that they are upping their involvement with Ukraine to try to help them stave off as many attacks as possible.
All right, up next, a new plan to curb robocalls. You'll want to hear this after that.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
and Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
All right, so what's cooking from the FCC, Victoria?
Well, they are going to have a vote in May on a plan by the chairwoman, Jessica Rosenworcel, which is meant to help stem the flow of overseas robocalls in the U.S. Americans are literally being bombarded with spam and robocalls.
Unbelievable.
It really is. It's every day. You can't get away from it. So if this plan goes through, this is going to be at the May 19th meeting. It would require gateway providers, which carry international calls to American networks, they're going to have to participate in robocall mitigation efforts. They can no longer just stand aside and let all these calls come to Americans. So let's see how the vote goes. I hope that it goes through, because I think this is something everyone can agree on.
Absolutely. All right, good work. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.